Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Joining me today at the Roundtable is Terrence Anderson. Terrence is a musician in Indianapolis. He's got some fabulous, innovative sounds going on, and I'm so excited to have him here today. Terrence, I want to give everybody your website. It's terrenceandersonmusic.com, and you have so much on your website. I really enjoyed exploring it. But my first question for you is, when did you first know that music was your destiny?
I've always enjoyed music at a young age, and I really got started doing music at the age of 12.
Wow.
I started to record myself and produce myself, and through those skill sets, I learned a whole lot, and I still do that to this day. I record myself and produce myself.
I admire that so much because, I'm 57 years old, and I did not grow up in the digital age, and so I'm learning all this video and stuff like that, and it is challenging. So I just admire so much younger people like yourself who've been doing it since they were basically kids. I mean, just a kid, and your talent and everything for producing those kinds of videos and everything is just really inspiring to me, and I know it will be to others. I feel like every artist, no matter what their genre or medium, has, an art's journey, a story to tell. And for musicians, I'm not a musician, but I imagine you're telling that story through your music. Tell us a little bit about that. I think of art's journeys as being like a riding on a roller coaster. You got your highs, your lows, your obstacles, your accolades, whatever. So tell us a little bit about your art's journey and how it's going for you.
I would say from the beginning to now, it's just been a journey.
Yeah.
And I always say that, greatness has no ceiling. So I'm always constantly trying to evolve and get better and better.
Yeah.
And so I can just look back and say that, through the highs and lows, I've made a lot of progress. And just like all artists, we go through those highs and lows. And sometimes through those lows, we get, inspired,
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And so I will say those lows are needed sometimes. And I've been through some lows as well, just dealing with, just life in general. Yeah. Also dealing with like heartbreak. I'm an R&B singer, so... we get inspired by heartbreak.
Because heartbreak is your bread and butter, right? I mean, I shouldn't laugh because it's not funny, but I do so appreciate that you bring that up because I think that life's challenges can really, they're why the arts are important. They're why music is so vital. I mean, everybody, people who aren't artistic and can't produce that themselves, they rely on artists and musicians to give them those feels, to give them the outlets and the songs and the music that gets them through heartbreak, that, carries them through to the other side. So I really appreciate that you brought that up because I think it's such an important part of being an artist. I didn't mean to interrupt, though, but go ahead. Tell us some more.
Yeah, I mean, through that heartbreak, I got through it and I found love again. I'm married, got
Yay!
A wife.
Congratulations. Wife. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm writing love songs now.
Woo! The world needs more love songs, so I approve. I appreciate it.
Yeah. But yeah, I've experienced, the high moments as well. Also being a part of the songwriting competition through iStandard and winning that competition, and collaborating with different mainstream producers and songwriters as well. Also, you know, just performing throughout the city.
Yeah.
Also in other states, you know, like Atlanta and Chicago.
Wow, yeah.
And just gaining more, you know, attention and more fans and supporters.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I think that's just that. I mean, especially the competition that you won. I think that's just that's got to be so confidence building and so wonderful to know that you're appreciated and that you're doing well with what you love to do. You know, and I have to say, when you talked about going and traveling around and doing your videos and everything and performing other places, I love your videos of where you're just out, you know, out in the street somewhere or, you know, a park or whatever, you know, and you're just doing it. And I was watching some of those earlier today when I was prepping for this interview, and I really admire that you can just get out there and do that, first of all. But then I was thinking also about, you know, COVID-19 and how, you know, so many musicians have been so negatively affected. Well, all artists have, but musicians really and performance arts artists, I think, have been so negatively affected because they don't get to have as much of that one-on-one kind of feedback from an audience cheering, clapping, you know, with venues are being closed, and it's just been really challenging. And I love that you have the videos for people to enjoy. How has COVID-19 affected and impacted you as a musician and as an artist in terms of, you know, the isolation and the quarantine and slowly getting back, hopefully, to in-person live venues and concerts?
Well, it's of course, it's slowed down to the shows mm-hmm. and the performances and stuff like that. But it just really inspired me to get more creative. I was actually working on a project at the time, and I kind of like put that project on hold mm-hmm. and started a new project. You know, I just got inspired and just wanted to, you know, have fun with music again. And throughout going through that, I came up with the project It's Cool, which is my new EP that's out right now. And so, yeah, I just really got inspired. Like, I'm a homebody as well. I like staying at home. So being in quarantine, it was just like, it felt different because it was like you was forced to be home.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about that forced part that's not so fun, but it is sort of like you get to structure your day. You're the artist in residence. You get to create, yeah. And you get to do... it's almost, in some ways, I feel like there is a positive to it that you've been able to, you know, kind of free your mind and your soul and your artistry from that performance oriented, got to do it. And suddenly you're more in creative mode and finding new platforms to put things out on and stuff like that. At least that's what I found. I'm not a musician, so I'm not trying to say I know what that's like, but, I'm excited for your new EP, It's Cool, and I love the title. I think it's cool. I love that. I say that to myself a lot. Ever since you and I first connected in email, I've been like, it's cool. I like that a lot. Whenever I feel like I'm being challenged, I'm like, no, it's cool. You know, so that you're helping me get through those challenges. I appreciate that. And you know, rest assured that I'll be putting in the podcast and the video how people can connect with you to purchase the music and download it and everything, and send you some tips and donations. I've got all that information, so we'll be sure to put that in there, because right now, I mean, we got to support the music. We need it, man.
Yeah.
We need it. So what's on the artistic horizon for you now?
Like I said, I got the new EP out, mm-hmm. It's Cool, and I'm actually working on part two of It's Cool.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's going to be coming out close to the end of the year.
Just in time for Christmas. One. Yeah, right?
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Everybody will be buying that for Christmas presents.
Yep.
The virtual stocking stuffer, right? Will virtually download into the stockings.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I know. You need to promote it that way, right? Stuff those virtual stockings.
But I got more videos coming.
Great.
I actually got more projects that I'm working on that's going to be coming out towards the beginning of the year. Like I said, that project that I was working on,
sure,
that I'm going to be putting that out as well. It's kind of like a project where I get more vulnerable on there and just really talk about that space where I was, you know, in a heartbreak situation, yeah, and how, yeah, you can progress and get through it.
Oh, that's going to be great. That's going to, I appreciate so much you talking about that kind of vulnerability, because I think people relate to music and artwork so much through those challenging times and get inspired to reach through them, go through them, and make it to the other side of those experiences. And I just appreciate so much that you're willing to put yourself out there that way and talk about it and use your music to convey those very important, I don't even know what you want to call it, like it's almost like therapy. I mean, art as therapy, you know, to get through it, mm-hmm, get through those hard times and share them with people. I thank you so much for coming on the roundtable today, the virtual roundtable, and sharing your story with us. I really appreciate it so much. I've enjoyed talking to you.
No problem.
I'm really looking forward to your next projects coming out and everything.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.